Looks like we might have another question. Caller, go ahead. What's your first name and your question for Cass County Sheriff Johnner?
Hey, good morning, you guys. My name is Justin, and it's kind of a question and just like maybe a statement I wanted to make that could, you know, generate a little conversation. But I just wanted to say, as someone who spent the last 20 years living in this area and then moved away and got involved in some of the stuff that you guys are fighting right now, I just wanted to say thank you to you guys, because my girlfriend and I recently celebrated 90 days clean from fentanyl. And a reason for that, part of the reason for that, is that I was able to come back to my community where it was less available and it was less in your face. And I really think that part of that comes with the fact that the law enforcement up here has done a lot to make sure that it doesn't get to the point where it is in other places like Minneapolis, where my girlfriend and I moved from, and there are people actually standing out on the corner selling it, using it, smoking it, and having services provided to them to make it easier for them. And I, having a community up here where that isn't available, I just wanted to say thank you to Sheriff Johnner, because I think that without an environment like that, my girlfriend and I wouldn't have had the ability to celebrate 90 days clean like we have recently. So as a person who has committed crimes and been involved on the other side of things, I just want to say thank you. And just keep up the good work.
Well, and congratulations for being 90 days clean. That's a big
thing.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, that's what I was going to add to the conversation. I think the caller said their name was Justin. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin, congratulations on that. That's not an easy feat when people go down that road of using narcotics. Obviously, it becomes an addiction most times. And if you're able to break that cycle, break that habit like you have and be clean for the time that you have, that's excellent. And I hope that you continue on that path. And I appreciate the nice words of the thank you to law enforcement. Hopefully, through your course and your interactions with law enforcement, that's all been professional. And hopefully that's been a reason for you being able to get back on track. I hope that would be the case. That's really the goal of anything that we're trying to do. But yeah, at any time that someone can break that addiction cycle and get clean, that's a great thing.